When Meredith Monk walked into the White House to receive a National Medal of Arts from then-President Obama, she says she had a plan to give him a hug.
We all were like deers in the headlights, but I was determined I was going to give him a hug. And I'm tiny, and he's very, very tall. So he bent down, and I whispered in his ear, "Keep on trucking." And he said, "There's nothing else to be done right now, or there's nothing else we can do." Well, then from that point on, everybody did.
After she broke the ice, the hugs got longer and longer, she says. It was a watershed day for Monk, who's earned almost every major artistic award for her originality in dance, composition, filmmaking, and singing.
I think what I'm trying to do is to just take away the boundaries of the voice being separate from the body.
That includes a technique called hocketing, where wordless syllables are produced by vocalists working as a team to interlock their voices. This week, Meredith Monk and her vocal ensemble completed a residency at the University of Rochester School of Arts and Sciences and Eastman School of Music. She worked with students on stripping fear from their voices and cultivating a sense of freedom and movement. Monk and her troupe performed her latest work, Cellular Songs, which was inspired by the ways cells function in our bodies, codependent on each other for survival.
I mean, it's really miraculous, the intelligence of even one cell. So that's what really inspired me. And I feel that I've been working for a number of years now. The piece that I made before Cellular Songs was called On Behalf of Nature. And I think that I've been really thinking about how to make ecological art just as a reminder to human beings about what we're in danger of losing.
Climate change, architecture, immigration, fascism. Meredith Monk is a Genius Grant award-winning artist who's taken on some of the most impactful and most difficult issues of our time.
It's really leaning into the hard places. There, you know, the teacher Trungpa Rinpoche used to say, it's like licking honey off the edge of a very sharp knife. Suffering is something else. Suffering is the way you react to pain. But I would never want my art to not have pain. Pain is part of life. It's not just everything's wonderful. You know, no, it's not that at all.
Is creating like that for you sometimes?
Oh, of course. I'm afraid every time. After all these years, I'm thinking, I've been working more than 50 years and I'm still terrified.
At the age of 76, Monk says she's digging in her heels, hoping her creative visions will give audiences hope for the future. She says art is the antidote to the poison she sees in our current culture.
And I think that the arts are very, very healing to people. There's a kind of sense of, what would I say, upliftedness or just an awareness of the larger picture that really transcends culture or transcends particular political situations, or, you know, there's a timeless aspect to art that I think is very healing for people to be part of.
You can hear a long interview with Meredith Monk at classical915.org. I'm Brenda Tremblay, WXXI News.